KPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. That's his 11th. Holtmeyer top of the circle to four. Thought about the three. Then takes it off the screen and got it. It's a four-point game.
Weather has pushed back the quarterfinal action to tonight, meaning the eventual champion will have to win three games in 3 days. Up first, the Lady Jays battle Wood River, followed by one of the top boys' rivalries in the conference as Ravenna battles Kearney Catholic. It's the Lupine Conference Tournament coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ravenna right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Ravenna High School. It is time for the 2014 Luplatte Conference Basketball Tournament. With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And after the snowstorm and cold blew through, we still have a little cold, but we're able to play ball. The quarterfinals push back from Tuesday to tonight. And so we are the first game underway. This is the only site tonight here in Ravenna that has two games. Six other conference schools will be hosting games tonight on the girls and boys side that all get underway at 7 o'clock, and we'll tell you more about that. Also on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550 from the Viero Event Center in Kearney, it's the girls' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, with Elm Creek getting ready to take on Pleasanton, followed by Overton and Amherst. Our boys' game later tonight will be one of the best rivalries in the conference as Ravenna takes on Kearney Catholic, and we'll have all the action for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a break and look at the starting lineups for tonight's game right after this timeout.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Wood River Lady Eagles, Wood River played the play-in game on Monday and advanced on with a win in that girls' game over Gibbon. It was the second straight time that they had played Gibbon, and they picked up the win by a score of 50-31. Number 10 is a 5'3 senior, Kelsey Paw. Number 12, 5'6" senior is Alexis Burkhart. Number 24, 5'9" senior, Julia Rojas. Number 32, 5'6" junior, Maddie Luer. And number 44, 5'9" freshman, Sam Luer. The head coach of the Wood River Eagles is Darren Parlin, assisted by Heather Ludwig and Keo Zerke. Wood River sets at 7-11 on the season, but they have won 4 of their last 5 and 5 of their last 7 basketball games. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, number 2 is a 5'3" senior, Kaylin Bassnett. Number 3 is a 5'7" senior, Sienna Long. Number 12, 5'10" senior, the team's leading scorer is Amy Johnson. Number 20 is a 5'7" senior, Anna Ripp. And number 23 is a 5'10" junior, Sydney Kuchera. The head coach of the Lady Jays is Noah Malsby, assisted by Dan Bowling and Dale Zorb. Ravenna is 13-5 on the season, and they are listed as a contender in the Class C2 rankings in the Lincoln Journal Star. They are the number 2 seed. Wood River's the number 7 seed. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. The Luplat Conference Tournament continues after this on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
It's the home white of the Ravenna Lady Jays and the blue trim going against the purple traveling uniforms and white trim for the Eagles. Sam Luer against Amy Johnson in the center circle, and the opening tip will be controlled by the Ravenna Lady Jays. They'll move from left to right, and it'll be right to left for Wood River as you view it along your radio dial. The Eagles are going to come out in a 3-2 zone to try and prevent the Ravenna potent three-point shooting attack. Skip pass over the top to Johnson. 15-footer to start the game is up and in. And last time that these two teams played, Ravenna picked up the win 44-32. Were very cold in the first half of that ball game and then started to light it up in the second half and pulled away. Here's a bounce pass by Baugh to the back cutter, Burkhart. Burkhart gets caught behind the backboard. Her pass out of there is kicked out of bounds, and it will stay with Wood River. With the Eagles under Coach Parlin, the last couple of years have gotten better at the end of the year. Remember last year taking St. Cecilia to double overtime in the district final. And they are playing a little bit better right now, but the inbounds pass here is a tie-up. Arrow does point the way of Wood River, so they'll maintain possession. In boys' action, they did move up the tip time in Ord tonight. Adams Central and Ord were tied 8-8 at the end of the first quarter of play. Adams Central and Ord 8-8 in boys' action. And again, we'll keep you up to date on other games throughout the area. Right now, it is Eagle basketball. Maddie Luer throws it over to Alexis Burkhart into the left-hand corner to Baugh. Baugh, who can take the outside shot, drives into the lane over Kuchera. Well defended. Shot no good. Got her own rebound, and she finds a seam but missed the putback. And the rebound brought down by Kuchera. Baugh had a chance at the bunny and could not get the first points of the game for the Eagles. So Ravenna will bring it into the front court, go to the baseline, dribbling around the defender, laying it off the glass, and scoring is Long. So Sienna gets it, 2-for-2 from the field for Ravenna, and they're off to a good 4-0 start here on their home court. Man-to-man defense by the Jays. Baugh is guarded out there by Bassnett. 5-second count is on, and then she has to get rid of it and throws it away over the head of Maddie Luer, and already a timeout is going to be called here by Wood River. 6:33 to go in the first quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. It is Ravenna 4 and Wood River nothing. We're back in a minute.
Ravenna Hometown Variety would like to extend a shout out to the area students and student athletes. Ravenna Hometown Variety knows how hard these young people work. Whether it be robotics to science fair, bowling to basketball, or any other event, we encourage you to take in an activity today. While in town, stop in at your local hometown home-owned Ravenna Hometown Variety store for a variety of your needs. Shop Ravenna and go Jays!
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Back to action here at Ravenna out of the Wood River timeout. The Lady Jays are 2-for-2 from the field with the basketball, and Johnson for three in the left-hand corner. They're 3-for-3. So the exact opposite of the first meeting between these teams, and Wood River finds themselves in a hole. The last meeting was almost exactly a month ago on January the 10th. Lure gets the ball into the front court, stops the top of the circle, gets it to the trailer. Baugh has it knocked out of her hands, and Fastnet makes the steal. A lot of energy both ways here in the first 2 minutes of the game. Johnson on the left wing gets it back out top. Bassnett swings it over to the right-hand corner long. Ball fake, drives in, lost the handle. Scoops it back out, top of the key, three. Bassnett is good. And another timeout called by Wood River coach Darren Parlin. It is 10-0, 2 minutes and 15 seconds into the game, and it's because Ravenna is 4-for-4 from the field. We'll take the timeout with them and be right back.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Well, can Wood River get on the board here? Not that they're playing terrible, but Ravenna is 4-for-4, and they've only had one shot on the Wood River side. It is 10-0. Lure into the corner for a three-pointer. Burkhardt, it's off the front of the iron, no good. And a backside rebound brought down by Bassnett. Pushes it up on the left wing. Doesn't have numbers, so slows it down. Brings it to the high post, out to Long. Left-handed dribble, brings it to the elbow and gives it off to Johnson. Wood River has switched to a man-to-man defense here. So Ravenna was expecting zone, got it. Johnson for three, and it's good. Amy Johnson has 8 points. Ravenna's 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. They're 5-for-5 from the field. It is 13-0 and an absolute heck of a start here for Ravenna. Lure on the low block. Turnaround jumper from six, and Wood River is on the board. Sam Lure, that's what Wood River wants to do. Pound it inside, get some points if they can. Kick it out for an outside jumper from time to time, they'll do it. But they've got to hope Ravenna cools down. They forced him to the outside on three of their five shots, but they're all in. Long into the paint, kicks it back out. Johnson off the screen, into the double team. Kicks it over to Rip. Top of the key, Long for three, and they finally missed one. But they get the offensive rebound in Bassnett's hands. Off the missed three, down to Kuchera. Kuchera on the low block, right side, kicks it back out. And they'll reset the offense. 4:15 to go, first quarter, 13-2. It is Centura leading the Ord girls 9-3 after the first quarter of play at Centura. And again, the Ord Adams Central boys were tied at 8 after 1. Other girls' games tonight, Adams Central Kearney Catholic gets underway at 7. Donovan Trumbull at St. Paul off the screen, driving in Johnson. Forced it, good defense, partially blocked in there by Lohr. Rojas will grab the loose basketball. And up the floor they come, but turn the ball over. Third turnover here for Wood River. And in for the Eagles will be Jessica Rauert. Rauert is a 5'7 sophomore. Wood River, just four seniors. Madison DeVore has been banged up. Not sure that we'll even see her in the ball game tonight. Coach Darren Parlin said they'd look and see how warm-ups went. Ravenna has Hannah Megrill into the ball game. Ball slides through her hands and out of bounds, and Ravenna will turn it over for the first time. Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Quarterfinal action tonight. Somebody's got to win three games in 3 days. And in fact, the winner of the top half of the bracket, both these girls' games are at 4:30 tomorrow in Ord. And some of the folks a little worried that the turnaround time is not good enough. But if there are a couple of blowouts, that won't make the difference. If they're tight, there will be, and Wood River gets trapped in the corner and shuffles the feet trying to get out of there. Another travel. So the fourth turnover for the Eagles, and Ravenna will trot the ball up the floor with Anna Rip. Johnson takes one dribble outside the arc, dumps it into the corner to Long. Guarded there by Rauer, kicks it back up top. Negro off the pick. They get it into the corner to Rip. She's got it behind the arc, leading 13-2. Pass knocked away out front by Wood River. It's Kelsey Baugh, takes it in, contested, but the shot is good. Baugh, heck of a job, just got a fingertip on it, saved it before it went out of bounds on the sideline, and hit the contested jumper to make it 13-4. Now off the pick, Rip drives and a hand check foul. Good call. Ben Klein and crew doing the officiating here this evening. The foul will be on Madison DeVore, so she does check into the ball game here. We'll see how much she plays. That is the first foul of the game. Bastet, after a short breather, is back in the ball game. And in for the Eagles will be Emily Loy, a freshman. A couple of freshmen in for Coach Parlin. Off the inbounds at the top of the key, three for Johnson. That's good. She's hit three threes in the first quarter. She's got 11 of the Jays' 15 points, and it's 16-4. Make it of the 16 points, 16-4. Off the high pick, driving but not taking the shot as Rauert gives it to Baugh. Her three up and in. And Kelsey has five of the first 7 points here for Wood River. 16-7 Ravenna, 2.5 to go in the very first quarter of play. Blue Jays against the man-to-man defense, fighting off screens. Ball fake, Long drives in, partially blocked, but they're going to call it a foul. And two free throws coming up for Sienna Long, who is bordering on that travel. You know, when you get the ball at the top, you decide to drive, you see the kids do it so often, head and shoulder fake, and then you take off before you dribble. Now, she's been close a couple of times. She'll have to be very careful next time, or they're going to ding her for a walk. The foul was called on Emily Loy, her first. The free throw is good by Long. That's our first free throw attempt of the basketball game. Second free throw coming up here. 17 points in this first quarter. That's more than they had in the first half the first time they played. Second free throw up. And that's too strong with the rebound grabbed by Johnson and then lost the handle. It's still loose, and coming out of there with it will be Kelsey Baugh. Up the floor comes Baugh, gives it out on the left wing to Loy. Reverse it right side to Lure. Maddie drives in, gets it to Sam right underneath with the hand on the ball. It's shots no good. Offensive rebound put up by Loy, and she'll be fouled. Good drive in there, Lure to Lure, and almost a three-point play by Sam Lure. But they got just enough of the basketball, and the first foul of the game called here on the Ravenna Blue Jays will be against Sarah Techmeyer, who just checked in. The first free throw by Loy is no good. Techmeyer, Bassnett, Johnson, Migrol, and Rip are the five on the floor now for Ravenna. Second free throw by Loy is on the way, and it hit the front of the rim, so missed them both. And Amy Johnson grabs her second rebound. Gets it to Rip, who brings it across the timeline. Over to Migrol against the man-to-man. Kicks it on the left wing. In the hands, Bassnett looks inside. There's nobody there. Johnson pops out into the left-hand corner. Now the back cut to Johnson. She'll lay it up and in. She's hit three threes, so you got to guard her close. And then she makes you pay with the back cut. 13 already for Johnson. 19-7 is the lead. It was a 13-0 start for Ravenna. Wood River tries to force the ball down low. It's well covered and turned over. Fifth turnover here for the Eagles. So that's where they've got to just hang in there and figure Ravenna's not going to shoot 70% for the game. They have to be good on their offensive side. And here comes Bassnett with the step through and the layup. Kaylin Bassnett with her second basket. 21-7. Rowered into the front court for Wood River. Gives it off to Baugh. Baugh tries to turn the corner and a hand check foul. Called on Ravenna, trying to get her out of bounds. It's going to be on Hannah Migrol, her first, and the team second. Into the game for the Eagles will be Rojas again and Burkhart. And as we survey the floor, looks like four of the five original starters in there with Jessica Rauert. On the inbound, they try to get it to Rojas. They don't have her covered, so they reach in and commit the foul. And it's going to be on Techmeyer, her second. So on the bench is Sam Lure. And in her place is Jessica Rauert right now with just over a minute to go here in the first quarter. It's all Ravenna, 21-7. And an errant pass on the inbounds. Ball loose. People on the floor. Wood River can't get the ball. Picked up by Bassnett, who just shoots a three. And it is no good. Rebound comes all the way out top. Migrol runs it down. and they'll settle it up here in the offensive zone for Ravenna. Off the high pick, ball screen. Here comes Bassnett, switches hands, left side of the lane, puts it up and in. Ravenna can't miss, inside, outside. They're up 23-7. As the Eagles bring it into the front court, skip pass here over the top of the defense to Luer. Maddie starts to drive, then kicks it into the corner to Burkhart. Back to the right side to Rauert. Ball knocked away. Steal is made again by Bassnett. And then a hand check foul on Rauert, trying to get it back. Too much pressure right now for Ravenna. And Kuchera is going to come back into the game along with Long and Johnson. Score update at the half. It is the Adams Central boys 29 and Ord 16. I don't remember the Ord boys ever making the semifinals, and they are the 3 seed. And after an 8-8 first quarter, Adams Central has the lead 29-16 at the half. Right now, here comes Bassnett. Back cut again. Johnson down the right baseline. That time the shot no good. Kuchera gets the rebound, and Sydney will be fouled. And it will be with 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. The foul on Julia Rojas. Back cut. Kuchera open. Missed the layup. Ball tipped around. Wood River will have it, and that will be the end of the first quarter of play. But after making their first 5 shots and grabbing a 13-0 lead, Ravenna has not looked back. It's the Lady Jays 23 and Wood River 7 here on Classic Hits.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Ravenna. A big thank you to Athletic Director Paul Anderson and all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Luplat Conference Tournament as we go to the second quarter of this girls' quarterfinal game. And Ravenna, behind a 13-point first quarter from Amy Johnson, leads it 23-7. They have the ball, but Wood River will take it away on the opening possession. Fourth turnover into the corner. A three-pointer is on the way by Baugh. No good. Sitting on the floor, grabbing the rebound, is Sydney Kuchera. And a fast break the other way. Ravenna turns it over again. So that's 5 turnovers for Ravenna. 3 were in the first quarter. Wood River had 7 rebounds. 7 for the Jays, 4 for the Eagles. 3-point shooting. Ravenna 4 of 6. Wood River 1 of 2. They missed one to start the quarter here. They're 1 of 3. 13 points for Johnson, 7 for Bassnett for Ravenna. Baugh has 5 of the 7 for Wood River. Drive right baseline. Burkhart gets it from the right side of the block to the left side to Luer. Luer doesn't take the shot and ends up getting fouled, dribbling out of there by Sydney Kuchera. First foul on Kuchera, 4th team foul on Ravenna. 3, 4 have been called here on Wood River. As they get the ball in, try to set up Baugh for a 3, but she's covered there by Long. So they get it into the corner to Burkhart. Rojas, great catch underneath. She turns, she scores. Julia Rojas caught a bullet that was well defended. And turns and scores here for Wood River, 23-9. So after the 13-0 start, it's been an even ball game. And Bassnett walked with a basketball. Wanted to shoot, then started to dribble. Then as she went to pass, held on to the ball. And Ravenna, 3 turnovers in the first minute here of the second quarter of play. Into the front court with it will be the Eagles. Right-hand corner. Burkhart gets it down to Rojas. Rojas is being molested. Ball ends up out of bounds. Don't forget, non-conference tournament basketball tonight. The St. Cecilia girls are at Grand Island Central Catholic. That game later tonight of the Breeze, 94.5. Right now, it is Wood River ball taking a long time to throw it in. Finally, Baugh goes up top to Burkhart, who gives it right back on the right wing to Baugh. Up top to Maddie Luer. Swings it to Burkhart, left side. There's no going inside. They're really getting physical with Luer and Rojas. So Baugh uses a couple of screens, drives the right side, lays it up, and it rolls in. Thought about falling off the rim, but Baugh now has 7 of the 11 points. 23-11. Ravenna with the 12-point lead. On the left wing with it, Bassnett forces it into Kuchera. Double team back up top, Anna Rip. Dribbles to the right wing. Tries to back her way in. 360 move. Great pass underneath Kuchera. Layup good. They came out to double. Forgot where Kuchera was. And Sid has her first bucket of the game. 25-11. At halftime, Centura and the Ord girls are all tied at 17. The winner of that game gets the winner of this game tomorrow at 4:30. And you'll hear it here on Classic Hits. Wood River tries to force it inside and turns it over for the first time this quarter. Fast break the other way. Ravenna gets lucky. They made a bad pass, but it ends up in Bassnett's hands. Her three-pointer no good. Another offensive rebound. This one goes to Long. Rip in the right-hand corner. Tries to get it down low to Kuchera. It's batted out of bounds. 5:39 to go here in the first half. 25-11 Ravenna. And in for the Jays will be Rebecca Nosica. 5'10 freshman checks in. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane for the inbounds. Crisscross the screens. Kick it into the corner to Nosica. Out on the wing to Rip. And just trying to find a way to get the post open with Kuchera. Covered by Rojas. Tries the outlet pass back up top. And there's another steal made by Kelsey Baugh. Baugh into the front court. They wanted to travel. Didn't get it. In fact, Baugh thought there was. She was walking the other way. And then she realized they didn't call it. So it's still Wood River ball. Low 1-4, Baugh drives to the right-hand corner, uses her dribble, passes to nobody. There was absolutely nobody there. Her post player had left, and the ball goes into the hands of Long. So Wood River ends up turning it over anyway. Up top with it will be Rip. 25-11, Lady Jays with the lead. Elm Creek, 21-5 lead over Pleasanton at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Pleasanton upset number one Wilcox Hildreth on Monday, and Elm Creek has taken it to them 21-5. That's on ESPN, 1460. Here it's 25-11 Ravenna. Long possession, dribbling into the paint. One-hand runner is up no good by Rip. Nosica battling for the rebound, gets tied up with Rojas, and the arrow points the way of Wood River. So the Eagles will get the ball here with 4:36 to go in the first half of play. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, other conference scores. Preview of the boys' game, which will come up at 8 between Ravenna and Kearney Catholic. Good ball movement here. They get it to Luer. Can't get the shot. Out to Burkhart for the three. It's in and out. No good. And the rebound grab by Anna Rip. That's good ball movement by the Eagles. Just couldn't get the shot to fall. And at the other end, Ravenna turns it over. So the Jays much more reckless with the basketball here in the second quarter than they were in the first. They had just 3 turnovers in the first. They've turned it over 5 times in 3:45 here in the second. But Wood River has had a few empty possessions here where they could have whacked this lead into single digits. 25-11. Ravenna was out 13-0, hit their first 5 shots. Back in Jessica Rauer. On the right wing, they'll go to Burkhart against the Ravenna man-to-man. Up top, Luer. Maddie's 3, too strong. Long rebound, run down by Meagrel. She tiptoes the sidelines and stays in. Every missed 3 that Ravenna's had, they've got the rebound. Not the case for Wood River, who is now 1 of 5 from outside. Still 25-11, and now a timeout going to be called by Ravenna coach Noah Malsby with 3:42 to go here in the first half of play. Your score, Ravenna 25 and Wood River 11. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy. For a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll be right back.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Ravenna on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Wood River, and the World Wide Web, as always, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Burkhart's going to get a steal here, and as she heads to the other end, cannot get a shot off as it's poked away from behind. So Ravenna calls the timeout, sets up a play, cannot even get into it because it's stolen away by Burkhart. But the Eagles have been stuck on 11 forever. They need some points. And again, every inbounds pass contested. They lob it all the way out to midcourt to Maddie Luehr, tightly guarded by Rip. Handed off to Ball on the screen switch. She's again covered by Rip. Over on the right wing to Rauert. And a hand check foul going to be called here on the Lady Jays. It'll be the fifth team foul. And Amy Johnson with her first personal foul. Ball to throw it into the baseline for the Eagles. On the right wing to Burkhart. One dribble, tries to force it inside. The pass is too low. It's loose and stolen away. Wood River with their 10th turnover. 9 turnovers so far for Ravenna. Only 2 points have been scored here in the last 2 minutes. Free throw line with it is Johnson to Rip outside the arc. Some room given to her. Kuchera working against the freshman in Sam Luehr. Can't get it to her, so out to Johnson, over to Meagrel. Over to Johnson again on the right wing. Rotating through, can't get the ball inside. Kuchera really fighting inside. They'll throw it out top, long. Didn't realize how open she was, so now she drives left-handed. One-hander, no good. Kuchera got the rebound and fell backwards over Luehr, who was already on the floor, so they call her for a travel. That's one that goes down as a turnover in the book, but there wasn't anything Kuchera could do. She didn't know that there was somebody on the floor right behind her. So Wood River gets the ball, but they've been held to just 4 points so far in this quarter. Just 2 points for Ravenna after they scored 23 in the first. Right elbow with it is Sam Luehr. Back out to Maddie. Swinging into the left-hand corner to Ball. One-on-one. She drives, kicks it out of the right wing to Burkhart. Good defense throughout this game by Ravenna. Into the ball game is Alyssa Brown for the Eagles. Finally, they get it inside to Luehr, and as she turns, a foul will be called. 2 free throws coming up for the freshman, Sam Luehr. Wasn't an emphatic whistle. It was almost like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. Short whistle. But there was a little contact. There was 3 different Ravenna Blue Jays hanging on her, and they'll call it on Johnson, her second. So the odds that there were a foul, pretty good. Quick free throw attempt by Luehr, no good. And Wood River now 0 of 3 from the line. Ravenna's only been there once. Second free throw by Luehr on the way, around and around and in. So the free throw good by Sam Luehr. She's got 3 points, and finally the scoreboard moves. Well, it hasn't, but it should, 25-12. Ravenna with the lead, 2:10 to go here in the first half on Classic Hits. Rip needs some help. Ball poked away. Finally knocked out of there, Burkhart. She's able to keep it in bounds. Can't attack the hoop, though, and kicks it back out to Maddie Luehr, who swings it over to Baugh. Right wing, backside. Oh, Burkhart would have got a wide open layup, but instead a foul called, fighting through the screen on Ravenna. And let's see who this is on. It will be a 1-1 for Sam Luehr. I think they would have rather had the open layup. Sydney Kuchera's second foul. And checking in for Kuchera will be Nosika. 1:55 to go here in quarter number 2. And the free throw is no good by Luehr. She shoots it so fast, takes 2 quick dribbles and doesn't come set, just whoosh, like you're at a carnival game. The rebound brought down by Anna Rip. And up front, now call goes against Wood River as they got across the timeline. Foul will be on Maddie Luehr, her first and the team's 5th. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Amazing. 23 points in the first quarter, 2 in the second, and they've only tried 1-3. Johnson comes into the paint, has the ball knocked away. Now we're going to get a jump ball. No, it's nicely saved by Luehr, and up the floor here comes Wood River, but they throw it away trying to get it underneath. Wood River has had a ton of opportunities here in the second quarter. 3-pointer good by Anna Ripp. She just pulled up and shot it. And only the second bucket here of the quarter, but that pretty much evens things out. They've outscored Wood River, or tied it at 5-5 and a quarter. 28-12. A quarter of what could have been for the Eagles. As the ball again knocked away, still loose. Hot potato picked up by Maddie Luhr. They'll reset it here with a minute 8 to go here in the first half. Ball with it up top, looking for a screen. Back cut underneath to Luhr, but she catches it underneath the Hooper. Shot no good. Rebound, though, put back up and in for Sam Luhr, and she is fouled. So the first rebound for Sam Luhr, and a chance at a three-point play with a minute to go in the first half. Foul called. I'll wait to see who the foul is called on. They have not posted it. And the free throw is up, and it is in by Sam Luhr. She's got 6 points in the game, and it is 28-15. Full court press, Wood River. Ravenna breaks it easily. They've got a 4-on-1. The layup, though, is missed by Ripp, and Rojas will get the rebound here for Wood River. She's trapped, able to step through and get the ball into the hands of Baugh. 45 seconds to go. Foul, by the way, was on Nosica. Here is Burkhart giving it up top to Luhr. Rotated on the wing. Eagles basketball down to the baseline. Luhr back up top. Ball tip, but Baugh grabs it. 30 seconds to go in the half. 28-15. Baugh up top to Luhr. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. 20 seconds. Burkhart. Baugh open three. Top of the key, though, is too strong. And the rebound brought down by Johnson. Big possession here to end the half. Can Ravenna go in with a little momentum again? Amy Johnson fakes the three, dribbles in the paint, pulls up from 9. It's no good. Rebound, Rojas grabs it. Down to 2 seconds, down to 1 second, and that is halftime. Scoreboard is off a point, but the score is Ravenna 28 and Wood River 15 at the half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Ravenna Hometown Variety would like to extend a shout-out to the area students and student-athletes. Ravenna Hometown Variety knows how hard these young people work. Whether it be robotics to science fair, bowling to basketball, or any other event, we encourage you to take in an activity today. While in town, stop in at your local hometown home-owned Ravenna Hometown Variety store for a variety of your needs. Shop Ravenna and go Jays!
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take your trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. This is the quarterfinals of the 2014 Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament. And at the half, it's the Ravenna Lady Jays 28 and the Wood River Lady Eagles 15. On the other side of the bracket, it is halftime. Centura and Ord are tied at 17. The top half of the bracket, top seed and undefeated Kearney Catholic, will be hosting Adams Central at 7 o'clock, while the fourth seed St. Paul is hosting the fifth seed Donovan Trumbull, also at 7 o'clock. They have just started the third quarter in the boys' game. Adams Central is on top of Ord by a score of 29-16. And game was tied at 8 after 1. And the Adams Central boys, the sixth seed, with the lead 29-16. The other two games that are not being held here will also tip off at 7 o'clock. Arcadia Loup City is down the road in Gibbon. That should be a great one. And Wood River, the boys, are at Donovan Trumbull, tipping off at 7 o'clock. Here it'll be Ravenna and Kearney Catholic playing in the boys' game. That is maybe the best rivalry boys-wise in the conference, and that will tip off at 8 o'clock. Kearney Catholic lost to Ravenna in a high-scoring affair, 74-66. on the Cope Gymnasium floor the second week of the season. And Ravenna is now 15-2. Their only two losses coming to Spalding. Spalding Academy by two in the finals of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament and by three to Donovan Trumbull in their first game after the Pleasanton Holiday Tournament, which started their year. But since then, Ravenna has rattled off eight in a row, but they have been tested. Centura gave them all they wanted on Friday night for the second time this year. They beat Elm Creek by one. In fact, Ravenna has played their last five boys basketball games on the road, so they're finally home for the first time since January the 14th. And no matter what, the 1-8, we said way back in December, you didn't know where you were going to be in the seeding. You wanted to get that home game, but many people believe any of the eight teams that are left in this Lou Platt Conference Tournament on the boys' side will have a chance to win the championship. But I think depth is going to come into play here. Who's the deepest team? You got to play three games in three nights now because, again, these quarterfinals were supposed to have been on Tuesday, but the snowstorm pushed them back to today. Some conference tournament games were played last night. Fort Kearney, Twin Valley got their quarterfinals done, but the Lou Platt elected not to do it. And remember, tomorrow, all four semifinals will be played at Ord. The top half of the bracket that has Kearney Catholic, St. Paul, Donovan, Trumbull girls, they'll play in the old gym at Ord at 4:30. And then the winner of this game will play the winner of the Centura Ord game in the new gym at 4:30, followed by the boys' semifinals at 6:15 and 8. And we will bring all three of those games to you here on Classic Hits 98.9. Plus tomorrow night at the Viero Events Center in Kearney, it's the Fort Kearney Conference boys' semifinals. That should be great. The top four seeds advanced. Amherst will play Elm Creek at 6:15. Overton will play Wilcox Hildreth at 8. The FKC is on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Lou Platt is here on Classic Hits. Well, Ord has made up some ground. At the end of three quarters of play, though, Adams Central boys lead Ord in a fast-moving game, 34-28. We'll be back and take a look at the first half stats of our game, which Ravenna leads over the Wood River Lady Eagles 28-15 after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our first half numbers of this Lou Platt Conference girls quarterfinal game. And for Wood River, Kelsey Baugh has 7 points. Only three players have scored. She leads the way with 7 points, one rebound. Emily Loy has a rebound. Julia Rojas, 2 points, four rebounds. Maddie Luer has a rebound and a block. And Sam Luer has 6 points and one rebound. Four rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. Three-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 0 of 4 in the second. Turnovers for Wood River, 7 of the first quarter and 5 in the second. Foul situation, nobody has more than one for the Eagles. Wood River had 7 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second, and at the half, 15 points. 8 rebounds, 2 out of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 12 turnovers for the Lady Eagles. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, they've had 5 different players score. 3 scored in the first quarter, and then 2 different players had a bucket here in the second quarter. A tale of 2 different quarters for Ravenna. They took care of the ball and made every shot, it seemed like, in the first quarter. They turned the ball over tons of times in the second quarter and only scored 5 points. Kaylin Bassnett, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Sienna Long, 3 points and a rebound. Amy Johnson has a game-high 13 points. All in the first quarter where she hit 3 threes. She's got 3 rebounds. Hannah Meagrel, 2 rebounds. Anna Ripp has hit a three-point bucket. She also has 2 rebounds. Sydney Cuchero, 2 points, 4 rebounds. And Rebecca Nasica has 1 rebound. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second, so they've basically doubled up Wood River there. Free throw shooting, they've been to the line one time where they were 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 4 of 6 in the first quarter and 1 of 2 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 3 in the first quarter and 8 in the second quarter. Foul situation for Ravenna. 2 apiece on Sarah Techmeyer, Amy Johnson, and Sydney Kuchera. Ravenna had 23 points in the first quarter. They started the game on a 13-0 run, but it's been pretty even since then. 5 points was all they managed in the second quarter. At the half, the Jays have 28 points, 15 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 5 of 8 from three-point land, and 11 turnovers. At the half, the 13-5 second seed Ravenna Lady Jays lead the 7-11 seventh seed Wood River Lady Eagles by a score of 28-15. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Other scores, it is Elm Creek leading Pleasanton 26-12, halftime of the Fort Kearney Conference girls. And we'll be back with the second half after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Ravenna. We're ready to start the second half of play, and the Lady Jays will get the ball, leading Wood River by a score of 28-15. Here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, Ravenna will move from right to left, Wood River left to right as we view it across the benches here at Ravenna. A long three to start the half, barely grazes the front of the rim by Bassnett. They let the ball go out of bounds, and it will belong to Wood River. So Bassnett tried to start the first half with the signature play, or the second half with the signature play that started the first half where they hit their first three threes of the game. Up the floor with it, Lure dribbles into the right-hand corner to give it to Burkhardt against the man-to-man. Trying to get it down to Sam Lure. She barely grabs it, had to get rid of it quickly. So they reverse the ball back over to Maddie. Ravenna's doing a good job tracking it down into Rojas, though. Turnaround jumper won't roll. Good ball movement, got the shot, couldn't finish it. Amy Johnson will get the rebound here for Ravenna. And as the ball is trying to be stolen away by Kelsey Baugh, it ends up out of bounds. So the basketball into the hands here of the Ravenna Lady Jays. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, Ravenna. Ball fakes Sienna Long to the left elbow. Back up top, Bassnett trying to set a backside screen in there was Rip. Now Rip comes all the way through to the left baseline, but they don't give her the ball. They reverse it right back over, try to force it down low. The ball is kicked. Kuchera has really been held in check so far by Julia Rojas, the Wood River senior. And now they're ready to throw it in underneath their own hoop again. Get it to Rojas in the corner. She has no intentions of shooting it out there. To Long, off a couple of picks. Here's Bassnett, another long three, and that one is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose. We get a foul called on Ravenna. Wood River had the ball. There was three of them in there. Kelsey Baugh and Sam Lure. And the foul called on Sienna Long will be the first of this half. So back over to Wood River. Again, they've had some opportunities here. They need to find a way to get some points to get back into this basketball game. And going for the steal is Sienna Long. Can't quite get it. Burkhardt gives it back to Baugh. Top of the key three on the way and good. Kelsey Baugh now with 10 of the 18 points for Wood River. Her second three. And the lead is down to 10. This is as close as the Eagles have been since the start of the game. Amy Johnson hasn't scored since the first quarter. Dishes it off. Back up top to Long. Wong backside. They get it underneath. Johnson almost carried the basketball. Probably could have been carried for the palm or called for the palm. They get it out to Bastet. She'll try another three. That one's got good rotation. No good. Rebound grabbed on the backside by Sam Luhr. And another bucket here by Wood River could put some concern in the Ravenna fans. 28-18. Driving baseline, Burkhart. Throws down the baseline, gets a nice pass to Luhr. It's up and in by Sam. She's got 8 points, and there's the timeout by Ravenna. Well, this is now looking more like the first meeting. We told you that Ravenna was ice cold in the first half in the first meeting and then lit it up in the second half. Well, they couldn't have been any hotter in the first quarter, but since then, in the last 10-plus minutes, they've scored 5 points. And right now, even though they have an 8-point lead, timeout on the floor. 5:42 to go in the third quarter of play. It's Ravenna 28 and Wood River 20. We'll be back with more after this on Classic Hits.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. You get great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Out of the Ravenna timeout, they finally get Kuchera posted up. She forces the shot, though, and it won't go. She was so deep that she was basically under the rim. Rebound brought down by Sam Luhr. Here's a jumper from Rauert in transition that's no good. Rebound brought down by Bassnett. Eagles did not set up the offense that time at a crucial juncture of this game. Wood River started the game in the zone, switched to man, and now Long drives and gets fouled. The floor was so spread out that once she got around her defender, nobody even knew she was coming to the hoop. She'll get two free throws, though. Sienna has been the only person at the line for Ravenna. She's one of two, has 3 points. The foul is on Sam Luhr, her first of the half here on Wood River. And the free throw is on the way, and it's no good. How about this on the other side of the bracket? It is Ord 30, Centura 23 at the end of the third quarter of play. Centura has beaten Ravenna twice this year, and it could be three meetings if they both win, but Centura's got some work to do, and Long picks up the second free throw for the first point of the second half here to make it 29-20 Ravenna. Of course, the Wood River Eagles have something to say about this one as driving in. The ball got away from Bob, but she made the smart play and just grabbed it. Swings it over to Burkhart, drives left side, puts the layup up and in. Alexis Burkhart with her first bucket of the ball game. And that makes it a 7-point game, 29-22. Rip up the floor, tries to force it to Johnson. A hand on it by Luhr, and she'll take it away. First turnover of the half by either team. Wood River continues to claw their way back from an early 13-point deficit, trying to force it in, though. But see, here's where Wood River ends up making mistakes. They turn it over. They went too fast. They take their time. They've been scoring. The two times that they forced the issue immediately, they've turned it over. And as Bassnett starts to drive, a hand check foul before she can get the shot away. So I'm sure Coach Parlin, even though the adrenaline's there, he's got to keep that all bottled up a little bit. And the foul called on Alexis Burkhart is her first. Nobody has more than one for Wood River. Checking in, Sloan Tarks for the first time. Sophomore. Inbounds pass comes all the way up top to Amy Johnson as Ravenna gets into their half-court offense, leading at 29-22, 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Driving one-hand runner up and in by Amy Johnson, or excuse me, by Anna Rip. Rip with 5 points now in a basketball game. The first field goal of a half. Now a nice drive as the shot is up and in by Kelsey Baum. Made a little 180 move and squared up in the lane for her 12th point. 31-24. Midway through the third quarter. A lot of game to go. Ravenna has not been pressured close, and now a crossover dribble. Gets another hand check foul as Rip started on her way to the basket. Don't forget, boys action is coming up next. Kearney Catholic and Ravenna on the boys' side here in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Foul on Jessica Rauert is her second. And the backside, Kuchera got open. Rojas isn't in the game. They didn't have it properly covered, and Kuchera lays it up and in. They had not been able to score on that inbounds play all night because Rojas had the defense. She's on the bench. They caught him napping, 33-24. Eagles down by nine. Up top of the basketball. Now down to Luer in the right-hand corner. Driving in Maddie in traffic, draws the foul. Maddie will go to the line looking for her first point of the basketball game. And Sydney Kuchera has been whistled for her third foul. First free throw by Luer on the way and in. Wood River will have to shoot well from the line to have a chance here in the second half. Sienna Long checks out. Hannah Megro checks in. Second free throw now for Maddie Luer is up and in. She hits them both for her first 2 points of the game. 33-26. A seven-point lead by Ravenna. As Kuchera trying to post up on Luer. They double-team her back up top to pass net. One dribble, still at the top of the key. Throws it backside. Migrel's there. Her shot blocked. Coming in there, Kelsey Baugh got a hand on it. And then a carry call. I'll tell you what, folks. Every time Wood River has had a chance to get closer, they haven't been able to. Missed shot, turnover. There was an unforced turnover. A couple times they've went too fast. It's just got to be driving Coach Parlin crazy over there. Ravenna scored 23 points in the first quarter, and they have scored 10 total since then, and that is 13 minutes of basketball. Up top with it is Rip. Dribbles to the right wing. Cut off there by Burkhardt. Has to kick it out for the reset to Kaylin Bassnett. Bassnett, 28 feet away, slowly starts to dribble to the right wing. Running Rip through off a couple of picks. Now Bassnett just pulls up for three and buries it. Bassnett with her first bucket since the first quarter. She's got 10 points, and just like that, the lead is back to 10, 36-26. And it's going to be knocked away and turned over at the other end by Wood River. Their second turnover of the half. Here comes Bassnett all the way to the free throw line. Keeps the dribble. Bounce pass underneath. Wide open for the layup. It will not go, and a late whistle for a foul will send Nosica to the line. So that's why that little bunny didn't go in. Nosica was fouled underneath. And two free throws coming up for Rebecca. The 5'10 freshman looking for her first point. And we'll have to look again. The first free throw is no good. Foul was on Tarks of Wood River. Her first, she'll now check out. Rojas back in. The original five starters on the floor. For Wood River, 2:22 to go. Third quarter, 36-26. Ravenna, second free throw good. And Nosica has her first point, 37-26. That's four in a row now for the Ravenna Lady Jays. So once again, they put a little distance between themselves and the Eagles. Burkhardt blanketed by Long as she takes the pass. So she drives in. Bounce pass underneath. Rojas puts it up. Can't draw it. She'll get the foul. And right now, the Eagles need everything to go. It seems like they're playing better basketball, but they're not really gaining any ground. And two free throws coming up for Julia Rojas. She's got one bucket so far in the game. Hannah Megro picks up her second foul. Free throw good by Rojas. 37-27, Ravenna, 2:08 to go here. In the third quarter on Classic Hits, second free throw hit the front of the rim and rolled in. Four straight free throws here by Wood River. 37-28, Ravenna. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Lou Platt Conference quarterfinals. You win, you're guaranteed two more games. Baugh sneaks around from behind, makes a beautiful steal. And that'll be just the second turnover of the half for Ravenna. Running the other way, they force it to Luer. Great catch by Sam, and she'll be fouled on the shot. Again, three chances underneath. None of them went in, but all three times, fouls called on Ravenna. Luer is 2 of 4 at the line. She's got 8 points now. And the foul is on Amy Johnson. She's got 3. And here comes the freshman, Sam Luer. Again, she's so quick. It bounces all the way around. Off the glass, some more iron and through. And a second free throw coming up as we get some substitutions for Ravenna. Techmeyer among those back in. Second free throw, bounces around, that doesn't go. And Nosica will grab her second board. 37-29, Ravenna, a minute 45 to go here in the third quarter. Lou Platt Conference Tournament, the winner plays tomorrow at 4:30 here on Classic Hits, up in the semifinals at Ord. Here's Bassnett, gets free at the free throw line. The jumper is no good. Adwood River, good job of boxing out. Sam Luhr will pick up the loose ball. Up the floor to Maddie. Good ball fake. Drives left baseline. Draws the contact and goes to the line. Two free throws coming up for Maddie Luhr, who hit a couple earlier this quarter. And the foul's starting to mount up now. That's Nosicka's second. Fifth team foul of the free throw by Maddie Luhr is up and in. 37-30. 37-31. Seven straight points from the line here for Wood River. And they've cut it to six. This is as close as they've been since the start of the game. As they've scored five in a row, top of the key, Bassnett. Here's that killer three, but that time it's short, and Maddie Luhr will get the rebound. 1 of 5 from beyond the arc of the quarter for Ravenna. With the basketball, bomb, and at 10 to go here, third quarter. Holding the ball, Burkhart. One dribble, pick and roll, Rojas covered. To Baugh, down to Maddie Luhr, baseline right side. On her is Rip, dribbles it out of there, back up top to Baugh. Kelsey dribbles between the circles, fires it over left wing, Burkhart. Eagles really could use a bucket here. Driving baseline, Burkhart, double team, jump pass over the top. Here's Baugh, 4-3, got it! It's a three-point game. Kelsey Baugh, 8 in the quarter, 15 in the game. It's 37-34, the 11-point lead cut to 3. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Now Ravenna's got to find a way to respond. Wood River has finally got over that hump and been able to make this a game again after being down 13. Long with it, has it at midcourt. They're playing for the last shot. Gives it to Bassnett. Burkhart takes a swipe at the ball. 5-second count is on, so Bassnett starts to dribble. 12 seconds to go. Off the high pick, drives left wing, kicks it out long, doesn't take the three, drives in, lost the ball, and a foul called. And Baugh knew it. She knew it. Didn't complain, just slapped the hand, said, darn it. Baugh with her first personal foul. Team fouls are even at 5 apiece, so that tells you a lot of free throws most likely to be shot in the fourth quarter. 6 seconds to go here in the quarter. Ravenna will get the ball underneath their own hoop, leading at 37-34. Bassnett to throw it in. They set a pick for Johnson up top for a three. It's covered, gets it over to Rip. Rip takes the off-balance jumper. It hits nothing, and that will be the end of the quarter as the ball goes out of bounds. But what a return by Wood River. They were down by as many as 13 to start the game, 11 in this quarter. But they've scored 8 in a row, and at the end of 3, it's Ravenna 37, Wood River 34. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Well, Wood River's going to get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, and they have scored 8 in a row, and they have held Amy Johnson scoreless since the first quarter, where she scored 13 points. Tight man-to-man defense. The ball's tipped away, and a steal, and then a foul called as Maddie Luhr battles with Anna Rip. Maddie a little frustrated that the ball didn't get to her, and Maddie with her second personal foul, sixth team foul. Each team turned it over just twice there in the third quarter of play. So Johnson has 13 for Ravenna, but they were all in the first quarter, 10 for Bassnett. For Wood River, Baugh has 15, and Sam Luhr has 9. 37-34 here in the quarterfinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. With it on the right wing, Kearney Catholic has jumped out 8-0 in their game with Adams Central, and Ravenna throws it away and over and back call. So the teams exchange turnovers to start this fourth quarter of play here at the Crossroads Ford Broadcast booth. A boys game still to follow. between Ravenna boys and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Ball with the basketball. In the third quarter, Wood River scored 19 points. They had 15 the first half. They were 7 of 8 at the free throw line and 2 of 2 from three-point land. Right now it's up top to Kelsey Baugh. Baugh guarded by Bassnett, starts the dribble. Bassnett reaches in, pokes the ball away. Well, it's gotten close again on the other side of the bracket. It is Ord 34, Centura 33 with 3 minutes to go. The winner of that game plays the winner of this in tomorrow's semifinals at 4:30 in Ord. Here's Baugh on the right wing. Off the high pick and roll to Rojas. Somehow made the catch, put it up too strong, it wouldn't go. And on the rebound, a foul. I believe the rebound's going to go to Ravenna, and Sam Luehr will get the foul, and that will put Ravenna into the 1-1. So Sienna Long is 2 of 4, has 4 points. And as we said, free throw shooting could be very, very important in this basketball game. And the free throw, front end of the 1-1, is good. So Long will earn the bonus. 38-34. 6:50 to go in the game. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. 39-34. And Wood River just can't afford to let Ravenna get away from them now once they got it close. Full court pressure on Wood River. Trapped in the backcourt, Maddie Luehr dribbles the ball up the floor. Good screen. Maddie brings it across the timeline, and then Sydney Kuchera reaches in and commits her fourth personal foul after the ball just got across midcourt. And Coach Noah Walsby knows that's a killer. What's he going to do with Kuchera? He's basically going to leave her in here, and Wood River will quickly toss it in from midcourt. A lot of battle down low between Kuchera and Luehr. Here's a look at a three. Baugh doesn't take it, though, as she was covered to Luehr. Right elbow back up top. Baugh wants that three real bad. Over to Burkhart. Into the corner to Maddie Luehr. Ravenna's really reaching. Maddie Luehr drives baseline around to Rojas. Ball knocked away. Wood River almost needs a timeout here just to settle it down. And they do get control of it out at midcourt. Get it into the hands of their senior point guard, Kelsey Baugh, against the Ravenna man-to-man. Maddie Luehr top of the key on the left wing to Burkhart. Alexis starts to dribble, rip on her. Off the screen, there's Bob bumped over to Maddie Luehr for a three-pointer. It is no good. And the rebound, Julia Rojas gets it offensively underneath to Sam Luehr, who lays it up and in. 11 points for Luehr, and it's 39-36 Ravenna, 5:50 to go in the game. Ravenna back into the front court. They have never trailed. They started with 5 for 5 from the field at a 13-0 lead. And Wood River has cut it to 3. For the second time, Bassnett, good dribble penetration shot blocked from the side by Alexis Burkhart. Picked up at midcourt in Wood River. Runs it down with Sam Luehr. Into the left-hand corner, Burkhart, a three to tie. On the way, it is no good. Rebound grabbed by Sam Luehr. Kicks it out to Burkhart. Back up top, second chance here for the Eagles. Baugh uses her dribble, back cut. Burkhart catches, shoots, no good. Wood River wanted a foul, didn't get one. And a good rebound by Sienna Long. Up the floor, the ball knocked off Rip's knee, and it's turned over. That's the 14th turnover for Ravenna. 15 for Wood River, and now Coach Darren Parlin wants a quick timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. With 4:58 to go in the game, it is Ravenna 39 and Wood River 36.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the crew here. Doug Duda back with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. It's quarterfinal night. Because of the weather, they were pushed back to tonight, our first final. The Adams Central boys deny Ord going on the road. That means Adams Central will drive to Ord 3 straight nights. Adams Central boys beat Ord 55-50. And they will take on the Donovan Trumbull Wood River winner, which is just underway. And now Wood River with the basketball tipped into the backcourt, run down by Kelsey Baugh. Chris Marachik, our official, right on top of that to Burkhart. Three-point lead for Ravenna. Into the left-hand corner to Maddie Lohr. Deflected off her hand by Amy Johnson, and Wood River will turn it over. 16th turnover for the Eagles. 4:39 to go in the game. Ravenna 39 and Wood River 36. Ravenna scored 23 of these 39 points in the first quarter. And it has been an offensive struggle since. Ravenna basketball, Sienna Long starts to drive, cut off at the free throw line. Back up top, Johnson, who has not scored since the first quarter, where she had 13, which is still leading the team. Rip gets it down on the block to Kuchera. Double team, back out to Rip. Drives baseline, has room. One-hand runner, good. Nice inside outside by Kuchera and Rip. Rip now with 7 points, and it's 41-36 Ravenna. 4 minutes to go in the game. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show, then the Ravenna Kearney Catholic Boys. Kelsey Baugh, one-on-one with Bassnett. Swings it over to the left wing to Burkhart. Looking inside, finds Sam Lohr against Kuchera. She'll put it up and in. Kuchera couldn't do much with those four fouls, and the freshman Sam Lohr now has 13 points. 41-38. Ravenna ball on the right wing. Remember, Centura and Ord were a one-point game with 3 minutes to go, so tight games night now going on in the Lou Platt Conference. Left elbow, Bassnett needs to get rid of it. Back cut, Johnson scores, and she's fouled. They're going to wave off the bucket, say she was shoved before she made the bucket. It'll be a 1-1. Ravenna fans wanted the three-point play, but an emphatic signal before the ball ever went through the cylinder. And Amy Johnson, first trip to the line, hasn't scored since the first quarter. The foul, the second on Kelsey Baugh. Front of the 1-1 is no good. Spun out of there. Julia Rojas with her sixth rebound, which leads the team. 41-38. Wood River down three. They have not been able to get closer than this. Lohr up top. They swing it over to Baugh. Down low, trying to force it to Rojas. It deflects to Lohr, and Sam makes the layup. Lucky tip that time as Ravenna had the defense, but for once the ball bounced the other way, and it's a one-point game. 41-40. 3 minutes to go. Ravenna patient with the basketball. Left wing, one dribble, Bassnett picks it up, throws through on the right side to Rip. Rip outside the arc, backs her way into the paint, takes it all the way in, puts it up and in, and draws a foul. Hannah Rip just decided, as they cleared it out, to take it down, back her defender in, and a chance for a three-point play for Anna Rip. She now has 4 in the quarter, 9 in the game. This will be her first free throw attempt. It's the third foul on Maddie Lohr. Free throw up and in and out. Rebound brought down by Sam Lohr. She's got 6. So it's still a three-point game with 2:45 to go. Kelsey Baugh across the timeline. Low one for Burkhart in the right-hand corner. Hand in her face. Back up top, Maddie Lohr. Open over here on the wing, but it was too late to get it to her for the three was Baugh. So they skip it over to Burkhart. Back to Baugh. Guarded by Bassnett. Looking for a screen. They'll set that low one four again. Rotate it left side to Burkhart. Got by her defender. Comes down the lane. Draws the contact. Layup. No good. But 2 free throws coming in. Got a good ball screen off that left wing. And at the line, Burkhart hasn't been there. Has just 1 bucket in the game. The foul is the 4th on Amy Johnson. Free throw. Burkhart up and in. Ravenna 43, Wood River 41, 2:22 to go. Kearney Catholic girls leading Adams Central 20-8 at the end of one. Second free throw, Burkhart up and in. The Wood River fans split tonight because the boys are over at Donovan. 2:20 to go, 43-42 Ravenna, clinging to a one-point lead they've never trailed. On the left wing with it is Long, up top to Rip. Who's about the only offense they've had lately, to Bassnett. Fakes the three, dribbles in, draws the double team, kicks it to Rip. She drives again, puts up the one-hand runner, sets on the rim, no good. Kuchera tipped the ball out into the hands of Bassnett. Bassnett, open three, left corner, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Amy Johnson. She'll put it up. It's no good. Ball's loose, out at midcourt. It is going to be grabbed by Long and a quick timeout because there was a collision. And a timeout called by Ravenna with 1:47 to go in this game. It is Ravenna 43 and Wood River 42. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Don't forget the semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Tournament are currently going on ESPN 1460 and 1550 from the Viero Event Center. And after three, Elm Creek leads Pleasanton 35-24. That was 21-5 after one, so Pleasanton playing respectable since then. 1:45 to go. Ravenna 43, Wood River 42. Girls quarters, man-to-man. Ravenna ball, Wood River basketball. Ravenna trying to set up a screen. Here's Long. Drives, gets it into the corner. Johnson for three. It comes up short. Kuchera got the rebound. Up and in, and she draws the foul. Wood River had done such a great job of boxing out until the last minute of this game. That's three straight offensive rebounds. In fact, four straight for Ravenna. And Sydney Kuchera has a chance at a three-point play. She has 6 points. This is her first free throw. The fourth foul on Maddie Luehr. 1:28 to go, the free throw by Kuchera. All the way, and it is too strong, long rebound, but it is grabbed by Kelsey Bond. Great job there by the 5'3 senior to get up in the air. Wood River seems like they've been down three this whole quarter. That's how it started. Burkhart, top of the key, dribbles in, left hand, doesn't like it, out for three. Baugh fires, Baugh does not make it. Rebound brought down by Kuchera. And now Ravenna could use some clock with 1:10 to go. Bassnett brings it to the top of the circle, and they'll try and pull it out. It will be a double bonus because that have had 10 fouls, and Ravenna just has to hang on to the ball and make free throws. Eagles need to get up there and make some plays. Their defense just not solid enough. Tight defense, and they commit the foul. Sloan Tarks has come in as well. Wood River has two timeouts remaining, so does Ravenna. Possession arrow points the way of Ravenna, and just fouling out of the game, Maddie Luehr. See, that's exactly the kind of mistake you can't have if you're the Eagles. You got a whole bunch of players that don't have four fouls, and Maddie Luehr goes out there and commits the intentional foul. She was 4-4 at the line, ends up with 4 points, two rebounds, one block, fouls out with 52 seconds to go. First of two free throws is good for Anna Ripp. 5 1/4, 10 of the game, 46-42 Ravenna. Checking in for Wood River was Jessica Rauert. Second free throw now for Rip. On the way, and it is good. 47-42. Wood River's going to have to score every possession. Down five. Into the front court with it. They get it to Burkhart. Off the left side driving. Puts up the shot. Can't get it to fall, but we're going to get a hand check foul. And two shots coming up for Alexis Burkhart. Made two free throws earlier in the quarter. She's got 4 points. Down by five, the second foul on Sienna Long. And the first free throw on the way, and it is good. They need every one of them if you're an Eagle fan. Rojas checks out, and Emily Loy checks in. Second free throw now. Looks like the original starting five out there for Ravenna. Second free throw for Burkhart on the way, and got them both. 4-for-4 in the quarter. It's 47-44 full court pressure, but nobody picked up Bassnett. Now they've got two on one at the other end, but Johnson holds it wisely. And as they try to, they don't even really try to strip it from her. They just foul her with 36 seconds to go. Again, you got to go for that steal. If they call the foul, so be it. There's time that you can go for the steal. Amy Johnson will shoot two. She's 0 of 1 at the line. 36 seconds to go. The second foul on Burkhart. And the free throw, Johnson is right through there. Johnson, who had 13 points in the first quarter, has her first point since then and still leads the team with 14. 48-44 Ravenna trying to hold on. They have never trailed in this game. Second free throw up, and it is on the rim and in. Johnson hits them both. And here comes Wood River. Baugh down by five, 35 seconds to go. Baugh right down the middle of the floor, running jumper off the square and in, and a timeout, Wood River. That's perfect. That is the way it's supposed to be done. One timeout remaining for the Wood River Eagles. With 29 seconds to go in our basketball game, Kelsey Baugh just got her 17th point. It's Ravenna 49 and Wood River 46. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. For a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Let's just go ahead and keep it right here and give you a couple of other score updates. A heck of a rally in the fourth quarter. Centura outscores Ord 18-4 in the fourth quarter. Centura 41 and Ord 34. So Centura will play the winner of this game tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 in Ord, and you'll be able to hear the game as part of our triple header here on Classic Hits. That'll be followed by the boys' semifinal games at 6:15 and 8. Kearney Catholic currently leads Adams Central midway through the second quarter, 27-8. And in boys' action, Adams Central beat Ord 55-50. So the tournament's in Ord, and although both teams had a chance tonight, neither one of the Chanticleer teams will be playing over the weekend, which is always rough when you don't have the home team in. Here we've got 29 seconds to go. Ravenna faces full court pressure, trying to get it in. Rip finds Amy Johnson, who came from the backcourt. They'll swat her with 27 seconds to go. Third foul on Kelsey Baugh. But Ravenna has hit their last four free throws. They are 6 of 9 in the quarter, 9 of 15 in the game. And Johnson just made two. She's got two more coming here. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is too strong, no good. 49-46. Ravenna has led the entire way, started up 13-0 tonight. Second free throw for Amy Johnson to make it a two-possession game. On the way, it's in and out and in. Johnson got it to fall, 50-46. Up the floor, Burkhardt. Again, Wood River just needs a quick bucket at a timeout. They get it to Rowert, but they're trying to set up a three, it looks like, to Baugh. What they did last time was so good. They're down to 15 seconds. Rowert drives. Ravenna, good defense. Burkhardt finally puts up a 17-footer. It might have been partially blocked. It's into the hands of Johnson, and this game is over just that quickly. No drama at the end. And Ravenna holds on to advance to, yet again, the Lou Platte Conference semifinals. But outside of that first quarter, this was a totally different ball game. Ravenna built the lead. Wood River had a hole to dig out of. They never could catch up. And the final score, the Ravenna Lady Jays, 50. And the Wood River Lady Eagles, 46. Wood River falls to 7-12. Ravenna is now 14-5 and will have their third matchup with Centura in the last month and a half tomorrow at 4:30 in the conference semifinals. All of that is coming up with a lot more on the postgame show brought to you by Misco Sports after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to Ravenna as it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. With a great selection to choose from, you'll always be better equipped for the games you play when you get your game on at Misco Sports, serving all of our area athletes and schools for decades and continue to do so as they travel the state from their storefront location in Ord, home of this weekend's Lou Platte Conference Tournament Championship games. Again, the final score, the Ravenna Lady Jays 50 and the Wood River Lady Eagles 46. This was a 23-7 game. So actually it was a 16-point lead at the end of the first quarter. And Wood River was able to cut that down to 13 at the halftime break. although they could have been a lot closer. And then they whittled it down to three at the end of the third quarter, cut it to one here in the fourth quarter, but never took the lead. In fact, they never had the ball with a chance to take the lead. Ravenna always had just enough to keep the lead on them tonight, even though Wood River outscored Ravenna 31-22 in the second half. We'll tell you how they did it, give you all the final stats right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look at the final numbers. First off, for Wood River, five players scored in the ball game, and they were the five starters. Kelsey Ball led the way with 17 points, three rebounds, and a block. Alexis Burkhart, 6 points, all in the second half. She had one block shot. Emily Loy had a rebound. Julia Rojas, 4 points, six rebounds. Maddie Luer, 4 points, all from the line on a perfect 4-for-4 night. She had two rebounds and one block shot. And the freshman Sam Luer also had a strong night tonight with 15 points, six rebounds in the ball game. Eight rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting 2 of 6 in the first half and 11 of 12 at the line in the second half for Wood River, which is something that they are not accustomed to doing. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 of the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, big turnaround for both teams. Wood River had 12 in the first half, 4 in the second half. Wood River had 15 points at halftime, 31 in the second half, and the Eagles finished with 46 points, 18 rebounds, 13 out of 18 at the free throw line, make it 3 of 11 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, 16 turnovers. Wood River was down 16, cut it to 1, but couldn't finish it. They're now 7-12 on the season, and up next, they have their final home game coming up on Tuesday as they take on Grand Island Central Catholic. And then 1 week from tonight, they go to number 1 Minden and finish the season 1 week from tomorrow at Donovan Trumbull. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Ravenna after this timeout.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Nicola looking, they finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal, bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer, 4 seconds. To Ernst, another two, a Nicola, is that good?
Cremosa, another three, in and out, and in. Oh my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we can take a look now at the final stats for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Kaylin Bassnett, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Sienna Long, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Amy Johnson led the way with 16 points. 13 of those were in the first quarter. She had 6 rebounds in the ball game. Hannah Megrel had 2 rebounds and a rip, 11 points, including 6 in the fourth quarter. She had 2 rebounds. Sydney Kuchera, 6 points, 6 rebounds, and Rebecca Nosicka, 1.2 rebounds. 15 rebounds in the first half, 10 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 9 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 5 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half and 4 in the second half of play. Ravenna had 28 points at halftime, 22 in the second half, and the Lady Jays finish with 50 points, 25 rebounds, 10 out of 17 at the free throw line, 6 of 15 from 3-point land, and 15 turnovers. As Ravenna improves to 14-5 with a 50-46 win over Wood River, they'll have their third meeting of the year with Centura tomorrow afternoon in Ord at 4:30 in the semifinals. Centura has beaten them twice this year, just last Friday, 55-40 at Centura. They also beat them in the holiday tournament, 44-39. And then after that, games with St. Paul next Tuesday and at Adams Central next Thursday to wrap up the regular season. Looks like they will start the boys' game just a few minutes early, just so if you're headed this way, you know that. Game will tip off just a little bit before 8 o'clock as Kearney Catholic and Ravenna will play boys' basketball here in quarterfinal action. Let's try and give you a couple more scores here. The Gibbon boys leading Arcadia Loop City 37-21 at the half. Kearney Catholic girls leading Adams Central 47-13 at the half. The Centura girls beat Ord 41-34. Adams Central beat Ord 55-50. The Elm Creek girls about ready to put away Pleasanton in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, followed by Amherst Overton on ESPN 1460. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of all our area athletes and schools for decades, and we'll continue to do so. Don't forget, we'll be back in about 15 minutes with Kearney Catholic, Ravenna boys basketball. This is Doug Duda saying again, the final score, Ravenna 50 and Wood River 46.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Radio gets
think advertising on radio is just, well, radio, then we need to talk now. We combine radio with social media, digital streaming, mobile marketing, internet marketing, and yes, you can afford it. We're the station of Platte River Radio, Classic Hits 98.9, The Breeze 94.5, ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550, and KHAS Radio 1230 AM. To link up with one of our marketing specialists, drop an email to generalmanager@kkpr.com. Generalmanager@kkpr.com. Or call us and ask to speak to a marketing representative.
Radio gets results.
We're the stations of Platte River Radio. Advertising on radio is just, well, radio. Then we need to talk now. We combine radio with social media, digital streaming, mobile marketing, internet marketing, and yes, you can afford it. We're the station of Platte River Radio, Classic Hits 98.9, The Breeze 94.5, ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550, and KHAS Radio 1230 AM. To link up with one of our marketing specialists, drop an email to generalmanager@kkpr.com. Generalmanager@kkpr.com. Or call us and ask to speak to a marketing representative.
Radio gets results.
We're the stations of Platte River Radio.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Coming up on this weekend's 70 Show, Valentine's Day, little-known aphrodisiac. Singer-songwriter Janice Ian remembers the Valentine's that never came in her 70 song at 17. And February, the shortest month but the biggest deals.
A wind chill advisory in effect tonight. Look for partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 7 below zero and wind chills close to 25 below. Friday, partly sunny with a high temperature of 16 and south winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Right now, it's 3 above.